You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The middle of Ice Bays. We started Ice Bays, and we're up to the paragraph, Acha Idna. So the discussion was, according to those opinions who hold that Gimel Parsais, Yud Beis Mil, is an Isser Tchum Doraisa. There's a machlokes in the Gemara whether the Isser Alpayim Amma is Doraisa. Rabbi Akiva holds the Isser Alpayim Amma is Doraisa, while all the Chachamim disagree and say the Isser Alpayim Amma is only Midrabanan. The question is there an interpretation of the Pasuk Al Yetze Ishmim Komo that on a Doraisa level at a certain point there is an Isser Doraisa of Tchumim where you'd get Malkus? So the Rambam's opinion is yes. After Gimel Parsois, everyone would agree that there's an Isser Doraisa that's been committed which has a Chi of Malkus. And so the Minchas Chinuch wanted to prove that even according to that opinion, if you placed an Eruv at the end of three Parsois, it would be effective on a Doraisa level to give you another three Parsois for a total of six Parsois from your city, or three Parsois from the Eruv in any direction. And the Minchas Chinuch proved that from a Gemara concerning Reb Meir. Reb Meir said that a Suffolk Eruv is the Chumrah. The Mishnah on Lamed Hey Amar Aleph says that if you go ahead and put an Eruv down and you're a Kayin and you're able to go ahead and be Ma'ariv with Truma, if the Truma is Nitma before Chashecha, before Ben Hashmashos, it's not a good Eruv. If the Truma is Nitma after Ben Hashmashos, it is a good Eruv. And if you have a Suffolk, Reb Meir says, Suffolk Eruv L'chumra. So the Gemara asks, aye, but isn't Suffolk the Rabban and the Kula? Gemara answers, Sava Reb Meir, Eruv is Doraisa. That Reb Meir holds like Rabbi Akiva, that even Alpayim Amma is Doraisa. And therefore, a Suffolk Eruv Alpayim Amma is the L'chumra. So you see there, even though Reb Meir holds Eruv is Doraisa, only a Suffolk Eruv is possible, but the ability to be Ma'ariv on a Din Doraisa of Alpayim Amma is acceptable. Therefore, you see that there is this Torah concept of being Ma'ariv to extend Tchumen. So as the Minchas Chinuch says, he says, Eruv Havi Midoraisa, Umahani Midoraisa. Eruv is a concept that is a Torah concept. And last time we spent some time on what the source is. So the Minchas Chinuch says, Tzorech Loimar, the Chazal Kiblu Ezeh B'Torah Shebaal Peh. The Minchas Chinuch says, it must be that it's a Messiah of Torah Shebaal Peh. And somehow, based on a Messiah of Torah Shebaal Peh, we have a din of the concept of a Ruve Tchumim Doraisa. Now, there's a famous Gemara in Yuma that says that Avraham Avinu was Mekayev Kol HaTorah Kula Afilu Eruve, right? It says Afilu Eruve Tchumen. So there's a question about the Gra has a Girsa change there. Is it our Gemara say Afilu Eruv Tav Shilin? The Gra changes it, I believe, to Eruve Techumen. So what's interesting is, if you say Eruv Tavshilin, that is clearly a rabbinic concept, Eruv Tavshilin. But if you learn it's Eruve Techumen, like the Gra changes it, it means that Avraham Avinu is Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, but this does not extend to the Oraisas. That's not a said story to the Rabbanan. So the question is the Gra, by changing it from Erev Tavshilin to Erev Tchumim, going in the same sheet as the Minchas Chinuch? that he can't accept Erev Tavshilin because Erev Tavshilin is a later institution of the Rabbanim. And when it says that Avraham Avinu's Makayim Kol Torah Kula, is the Gros saying like the Minchas Chinuch that Eruv of Tchumim is Da'oraisa? And as a result of being Da'oraisa, then we can understand why Avraham Avinu was Makayim it.
Well, according to the Rambam, Eruv Tchumim is Da'oraisa. Everybody holds that, but it's 12 mil. So maybe that's what it's referring to.
Sorry, say that again?
The 12 mil Eruv, Tchumim.
But you have to realize something. There's Tchumim and there's Eruv Tchumim.
I understand that, but are we talking about Tchumim, that he kept Tchumim, or he kept Eruv Tchumim? That's not a mitzvah to keep Eruv Tchumim.
It's a mitzvah to keep Tchumim. It's Tough. The words are Ayin Tough. Our version of the Gemara in Yom is Eruv Tavshilin. So let me ask you a question. If you're going to learn, tell me Avraham Avinu's Mekayim Kol Torah Kula Afilu Erev Tavshilin, it means he even kept Erev Tavshilin, which is clearly only a innovation of the Rabbana, correct?
Right.
So I'm saying, what's motivating the Gra to go to Erev Tchumen? B'chara, it must be the Gra holds like the Minchas Chinuch. That even the idea of Eruv Tchumim is Doraisa, and he wants to make the Gemara conforming to the idea that Avraham Avinu is Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula on a Doraisa.
But I'm not, but that would be the only according to Rabbi Meir, right? It's only according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir.
According to the Rambam?
According to everybody, according to the Rambam, Tchumim is Doraisa. If you
correct.
I think larger.
The question that the Minchas Chinuch raised was, if you hold Gimel Mel as an Isser Tchum Doraisa, would an Erev be effective to elongate or to extend the Gimel Persois? And the Minchas Chinuch says yes, because he makes the equation you made, Svi,
right.
Just like an Erev would work according to the Mandiyam Reb Meir, that Alpayim Amma is Doraisa, so too it would work according to those opinions that Gimel Persois is Doraisa. So last time the Minchas Chinuch says, where does that come from, that idea? Sorich Leimar Shechazal Kiblu Ezeh Be'ezah Torah B'Torah Shebal Peh. It must be that Chazal had a Messiah in Torah Shebal Peh. So we handled back and forth. What does that mean? Does that mean Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai? Does that mean it's some type of derivation based on a drasha of some type of midas? Or is it a perish HaMakubal Me'Pi Moshe Rabbeinu? So we argued back and forth. Is Avrami on yet?
Yes.
Okay, so Avrami, there's a footnote that I have that quotes a Ramban in Erevin, Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Now that Ramban goes on for 8 two-columned pages. So I was not able to find the Ramban in its primary source inside. It was just too much for me to tackle. But the footnote quotes the Ramban as saying that it was a halacha maisha misinai erev daraisa o svara. Meaning it's either a halacha moshe misinai or it's a svara. So I remember you were very much tied to the idea that it's possibly a Sfara, correct?
Sfara is yes. Aliyetim in Mekomo. What does Mekomo mean? That was a Sfara.
Right.
But he says, right. The Ramban's Lashon is in the footnote. And again, I want to emphasize, was unable to see it inside. But on the Zayin Amud Beis, the footnote says, there's a Ramban that says that the idea of Eruv works on a Doraisa level, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says Alpayim Amma is Doraisa, or according to the Mandiyam or Gimel Mills Doraisa, based on the fact that it's either a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai or Misvara.
What daf is it on, the Ramban?
Yud Zayin Amud Beis. You're going to go through it now?
I'll take a look at it. Mitzvah Shem.
Yud Zayin Amud Beis. It's a very long Ramban.
Do a You can do a search. And look for Svara, the word Svara in that. Eruv Svara. He's doing it.
All right.
Okay, so let's continue in the Minchas Chinuch with the paragraph Acha Idna. So after the Minchas Chinuch gives his opinion that an Eruv should be able to work by Gimel Parsois, therefore, if you put an Eruv Acha Gimel Parsois and you walk beyond it, you would not get Malkus Midoraisa, because once again, Eruv is considered to be a valid idea in the Torah law. However, he says there's a problem. Acha Idna. The Chazal Gazru Alpayim Amma. However, in our day and age, where besides the Din Doraisa of Gimel Parsos, Yud Beis Mil exists according to the Rambam, the Chinuch, and the Ga'inim, Rabbeinu Chananel. Then nevertheless, there's an additional Issa the Rabbanan that's been added. Im hiniach echad eruv besayf, right? Besayf hatchum shel shalosh parsois. If someone decides to put an eruv after three parsois to make sure he's not over an Issa doraisa at least when he goes ahead and trespasses or go beyond Gimel Parsois, I've got a problem. Why? Because me, I'm Renan. Would I not say, Kevan de Min HaTorah, would I say that since Midoraisa have Erev, since on Doraisa level, it is an Erev, therefore, Im Kane, Im Halach, if he actually went, Me eruvo ain loike. If he went even beyond the eruv of shalosh parsois, he still has some leeway of another gimel parsois, six in total, and he would not incur malchus. Based on the fact you have to be over issa tchumim doraisa to get malchus, and here there's an eruv which should work on a doraisa level. Kevan de min ha-Torah, since mid doraisa have wa. Have Erev. Oh, Dilma, or perhaps there's an additional problem with this Erev Doraisa. The problem is, Kevan de Alkol Panim, since at the end of the day, Midorabanan, there's an Isidorabanan to access the Erev. Einal Yachol Lavai Lemakaim Eruvai. Since he can't reach where his Erev is, based on now an additional Issa de Rabbanan, so he's prohibited by an additional Issa de Rabbanan to go ahead and to access his Erev. Right, Ulamishkale, and he could not take it and in theory partake in it on Shabbos or Yontif because of the idea of Alpayim Amma de Rabbanan. Machmas Isur Tchumim Derabanan prohibits him from walking there. Imkein Havele, therefore we should consider this to be like what? Kmo Nevar Onisraf. The Mishnah in Lamed Hey Amar Aleph says that if your Tchum is Nisgalgel, if your Tchum has gone ahead and been displaced, wind comes and knocks your Erev from where it's been planted, Alpayim Amma, or it's in a fire, or it is lost, an animal comes and eats it before Ben Hashmashais,
and
the Erev is pasul. And so too, maybe the Issur d'Rabbanan, which prevents you from accessing it, is equivalent to if it's been destroyed, eaten, lost, or it's been displaced. And therefore, v'lav hainu makom.
There is a similar case. There's a similar case where the Erev is on a tree. And on Shabbos, you can't get to a tree because you're not allowed to go up on a tree because it's muksa. So that
is that a case you made up, or that's a case in the Gemara?
No, that's the Gemara. The Gemara gives that case. Many cases like that. this whole din that you have to access, that you have to be able to get to your Erev on Shabbos, the Gemara gives many cases of it. But the one that sticks in my head is if it's up on a tree, it's too distant, so you would have to climb up on the tree. So the Erev is butl. The Erev is no good. You must be able to get to your Erev on Shabbos.
Yeah, Tzvi, that's a Beferish Gemara?
I think so.
Very good, because if it is a Beferish Gemara, L'chaira, it's a knockdown raya, isn't it?
Well, it's only Midrabanan there. So, hey, Mamru, hey, Mamru, since they created the rule. But on a Deraisa, we don't know if that's the rule.
Okay, here. So the question is still open then. Because you're saying right. That Gemara can be confined to Alpayim Amma.
Correct.
Correct?
Right.
Meaning the Alpayim Amma may be required to conform to all Yisurei Derabanan to be accessible. But if I put it at the end of Gimel Persois on a tree, then maybe since on a Doraisa level I can access it and climb the tree, it's not considered to be a Erev Doraisa, correct?
What would be in case there would be a Chaya sitting on top of the Erev? Is that considered that it's non-accessible or is accessible?
You mean a Chaya like it's Mukta or a Chaya like it's dangerous?
Like a lion. The reason I'm asking that, because an Issa Drabanon is not worse or better than a Chaya. As long as you can't get to it, you can't get to it. Just like you can't climb a tree, because let's say it's not a tree, it's a pole. It's not Mukta, but he can't climb. He's a person that Leinu is a Neche, and he can't climb. What does that mean, accessible? I mean physically accessible, theoretically accessible.
That's part of his question. By the way, we'll see that this idea in a moment in a Taisvis and also in the Pitei Mincha, there's this discussion. Therefore, the Isur Durabanan would say that you cannot consider at the end of Gimel Persois to be Makom Shvi Soso. Why? Because Eino Yochol Lelech Ben Hashmashos, because you have no ability to access it at Ben Hashmashos based on the fact that there's an Issur Derabanan preventing you from getting to it.
But how, as to the Rav's question, is it a matter of physical impossibility or just theoretical impossibility?
I know that's what he's asking. So
aren't the Gemaras all over the place that says that we don't consider a physical? The Lashon Gemara is it's Pume, his mouth is just not able to something. Some Lashon Gemara, Pume is impossible to access it, but it's only a physical defect. That doesn't allow him. That doesn't make it a halachic impossibility if it's just a physical defect. It's lost in the Gemara somewhere. Pume doesn't allow him. It's a few times. Okay.
Okay, so let's see. We'll see a Taisvis now, and we'll see how the Minchas Chinuch goes after this question. The Minchas Chinuch is not attacking this question based on the Rav's issue. Is it a real physical reality that determines whether it's an Erev or not? Or is it a practical reality, meaning as a result of any type of practical consideration why I can't get to it? Or does it have to be a physical reality? Vayein Toysvah Sham Divra Maschil Nisgalgel. We're going to look at that Taisvus in a minute. Taisvus in Erevin Lamin Hey Amar Aleph, that Divar Maslim is Galgel, because that's the first case in the Mishnah. Erevin Lamin Hey Amar Aleph is Nisgalgel. The Erev is not lost, but it's been moved. Wind comes and displaces the Erev. It says the Erev is not good. So he's quoting Taisvus there. The after Yachol. That Taisa says, Af the Yachol Lovai Sham. Even if it's been displaced within a distance that you could retrieve it, meaning it hasn't been physically lost. It's been removed from the Makom Shvisa and it's flown away a few feet. And so Taisa says, even though I could retrieve it, Mikol makom, nevertheless, takonas chazal ma'akvai.
This is all before Shabbos. Takonas
chazal is ma'akev him from placing it back in its place.
Can I just point out this is all before Shabbos. Anything that happens after Shabbos, on Shabbos, after Bein Hashmoses, is irrelevant.
Correct. That's what the Mishnah says. Beferes. Correct. A matter of fact, that's the case of Suffolk Erev I mentioned. Exactly. The Truma was Nitma'a. Did the Tuma take place before Shabbos or after Shabbos? It's a Beferesha Mishnah on Lamed Hayam and Aleph that Im Nitma Kaidem Chashecha, the Erev's no good. But Vim Nitma Mishmi Chashecha, the Erev is good. 100% correct. So we're going to have to look at that Taisvus in a minute. But before we look at the Taisvus, let's see how fancy the Minchas Chinuch and how, what's the right word, nuanced the Minchas Chinuch wants to make this question. Acha Kirazu. He's saying this is not an Erev, this is not an Erev Tchumim question. The Rav felt it's an Erev Tchumim question. And by answering the question concerning a pole or mukta or other things or an animal, you can come to a conclusion concerning this question. The Minchas Chinuch feels this is a sophisticated question that goes beyond the dinim of Erev Tchumim. An Chakirazu, this is based, the Minchas Chinuch, this question on a Chakira, profound Chakira, that is what? Mevuos Kama Pamim Bechiburenu, which this Chakira, which is mentioned many times in the Minchas Chinuch. Im Al Yedei Derabanan, if as a result of a reality mid Derabanan, Na'aseh Din Torah. Does it create a Din Doraisa? Vayeh Mishnah LeMelech, and look at the Mishnah LeMelech, Perek Zayin, the Trumos Halacha Aleph, Uba Achreinim. So if you look in Rav Yosef Engel, in Beis HaOitzer, I don't think it's an Asfin Doraisa, but I know it's in Beis HaOitzer. Under the Alephs, he has Eino Roy Midrabanon Haim Roy Doraisa.
The most famous case is a sukkah.
Something is not considered to be effective or valid Midrabanon, can it trickle upwards to make a problem on a Doraisa level? For instance, the Mishnah Melech that's quoted here seems to be the first one to raise this issue in this terminology. At the beginning of Hilchos Trumas Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is discussing the Chiyuv Misa Bidei Shemayim for a Kayin Tomei to eat Truma. That a Kayin who's Tomei cannot go ahead and consume Truma. And if a Kayin Tomei consumes Truma Tahira, it is considered to be what? It's considered to be Chiyuv Misa Bidei Shemayim. The Mishnah Melech wants to know if the Truma contracts Tuma Derabanan and the Truma is only Tame or Nitmes Midrabanan. For instance, Mashkim are not Metame Doraisa Oichlin, but Midrabanan based on Tuma Zov. We say Midrabanan, all Mashkim Tame are Metame Oichlin. So let's say a mashke tome is matame truma. So all of you that just completed Rab Chananya Skana Kayanim may ask me that this is not true because maybe truma has a different level. But for argument's sake, let's say that the truma only has contracted or received a tuma midrabanan. So on a Doraisa level, the Kayin is eating Truma Tahira. Truma that, as a Tar Kayin, he would be permitted to eat. But he's eating it in the state of Tuma. He's Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim. But now you have Truma that on a derabbanan level cannot be eaten. If he then eats it, does he still have a chi of misa b'day shemayim? Or do you say the chi of misa b'day shemayim is only if you are practically allowed to go ahead and eat the truma on a doraisa level if you're tahor? But if practically you can't eat the truma while you're tahor, it does not involve a chi of misa b'day shemayim if you eat it as a kayin tamei. So this is the classic Mishnah Lamelech that everyone quotes, including Rav Yosef Engel and Besa Oitzer, under the title Eino Roy L'Darabanan, Eino Roy L'Daraisa.
Isn't there also
Minchas Chinuch feels?
Isn't there also another classic case where you talk about a sukkah that's built on a tree, and the question is whether it's Roy L'Shiva? Because it's only us to get to it, midrabanan.
Correct. So
yeah.
I will tell you now two cases that I have come across that I'm not sure of. I don't think the Mishnah Melech brings, but I'll give you now two cases that I've come across. Tell me what you think of it. The first case is a Gemara in Sukkah, I think on Chaf Beis, or maybe earlier. I've definitely in the second parak, which says that ha'oisah sukkasa be'ilon kosher. Someone who makes a sukkah in a tree, it's kosher. But ve'ein oilin bo b'shabbos u'biyontem. However, you cannot access it and climb the tree on either Shabbos or Yontif. Because there's an issa d'rabbanan of utilizing a tree on Shabbos and Yontif. But nevertheless, the Mishnah says that the sukkah is kosher. So the Gemara says, this is not l'kulei alma. This is tali, the Gemara says, amachlaikis, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, whether you need a sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. Whether I need a sukkah that is compliant and can be utilized all 7 days of sukkahs. So this seems to be a question of, do you consider the issa d'rabbanan to go ahead and affect the d'oraisa status of the sukkah of whether it's roy l'shiva, since you're unable to access it because of an issa d'rabbanan? That seems to be, like, to me, to be an exact correlation to our case, isn't it?
How do you know that the Gemara doesn't mean that it would be possible mid Rabbanon? Because even the Rabbanon required you to be Roy L'Shiva.
That's a good point. I'm not sure. You know, you're making a good point. I'm not sure. I have to look in that Gemara again. But let me give you another example that I came across and tell me what you think. The first mission in the third paragraph, Ksubis Elunairis, says Elu Nairus Sheyesh Lahem Knas. And there are certain Nairus that do not have Knas. One of the Nairus that does not have Knas is a Nesina. The Nesinim were a group of people, the Givinim, that tried to trick Yoshua into making a peace treaty. And they claimed they were from far away, outside of Eretz Yisrael. They turned out to be lying, but the Chachamim said we had to keep our treaty with them and we couldn't kill them because of Chil Hashem. But the question is, how do we treat them? They only became Jewish as a result of trickery and guile. So there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Are they aser to us midaraisa or only aser to us midarabanan? So Tosfos says, the Rashi says, Nesinim are only asur to us midrabanan. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? The Gemara says that if a man is ma'anes, a Nesina, a woman, female Nesin, there is no knas. Because the Pasuk says, velo si hiya le'isha, that if a person is ma'anes, a woman, he has to pay the knas of 30 shekel and velo siya leisha. He must marry her v'lo yuchol l'shocho kol yomav, and never be able to divorce her. So Tosfos says, if Nisin is only an Issur d'Rabbanan, how could it affect the Doraisa status of Knas? The only possibility, Tosfos says, to potter him and relieve him of Knas is if Nisin is an Issur d'Oraisa. Therefore, the pasuk on a d'Oraisa level can be interpreted as not being mekuyam, because you cannot take her as a wife. But if the whole Issur of a Nisin is only midrabanan, then the pasuk of Lo Siyeh Le'isha would still be applicable. So that's an interesting question of whether you can apply the Patur Knas d'Oraisa of Lo Siyeh Le'isha, that you're unable to take her for a wife based on an Issur d'Rabbanan. That's not really, I don't know, is that applicable to our case or is that a bit different? Or is that more a question there of practically can I take her? In other words, is that question totally on this chakira, or is it totally like the Rav said on the particular halacha that you're addressing? Is it a question of the pasuk v'lo siyeh le'isha, or is it a question of if Eino Roy the Rabbanon go ahead and allow you to interpret a pasuk d'oraisa based on the rabbinic reality? Does the Torah take into consideration the rabbinic reality? So this is the famous chakira. If an Eino Roy l'Rabbanon is also considered to be Eino Roy midoraisa. Right, and he says, Im al yedei d'Rabbanon na'aseh din Torah. Vayein, right, you have to look at the Mishnah Melech that I quoted to you by Truma Temeya, Trumos perek zayin halacha aleph, uba achreinim. Now, Shai or Avrami, do you have the Pitei Mincha?
We all have it.
Okay, so I don't have it in front of me right now. Do you have Ois Hay over there?
Yeah.
Okay,
if one of you, Shai, could you read Ois Hay to all of us, please?
Avrami is our designated reader.
Did you send that last night? Is that what it was?
Oh, okay. Yes, I sent it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll read it. Okay, b'minchas chinuch achiach me'asugya d'daf lamed heim and beiz, d'irav mahani aflaman d'omer t'chumen d'oraisa, v'chein muchach me'asugya d'sav perik d'iravin, d'amrinon d'hod d'tanah b'mas nisan, d'ein ma'arvin b'machne, haynu eruvei chatzeres, aval eruvei t'chumen chayovin m'shum d'tchumen menatera. Harei mefurish d'mahani irav menatera. Okay. Uben. And then the Minchas Chinuch Nistapik b'maniach eruvei l'gimel parsos imahani l'doraisa kivon d'bidrabonon also lotzeis chutz l'alpayim amo umestaber.
Because that's what that's our question here, correct?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Umestaber the einze inyan lahasofek im eino roi midrabonon have roi minatera. Okay.
Why?
Even though the Minchas Chinuch says it is that issue, but all right. The leinian kinyan shvisa be'eruv tolui im bepol habe shvisa v'chol the aria the isad rabbonon raviole hare ein ze mokam shvisa.
So I was going to say that. Sorry.
So this sounds to me like Rabbi Reisman was mechavein to his father-in-law, who said, "Forget about the fancy chakira of ein roi l'rabbonon d'oraisa. It's based on a Eruv Tchum question. And Eruv Tchumim is totally on Befayal. Lemaisa, can I get to it or not?" So it sounds like Rav Gifter is saying, if it's on top of a pole, if there's an animal there guarding it, then Lemaisa, forget about it. It's Makom Shvisa. And at the end of the day, I cannot consider it to be my area or domain based on the fact I can't live there. I can't access it. I can't utilize it. So I just wanted to show that Rav Gifter's of the opinion.
1 second.
That the fancy chakira here is not applicable.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
Okay.
No, he still is not talking about anything physical. He's talking about halakha. You can't be kodesh visa because Chazal tell you you can't go there, you can't kodesh visa. But that's not a physical impairment. Physical impairment, like, for example, if there were a lion there, the lion could leave. So it's not really a permanent disability.
Yeah.
Interesting. Avrami, do you have an Erev in there?
I do. I found the Ramban, by the way, but I have an Erev.
What's the
Lashon? The Lashon is as follows. Ela yesh leimer, ledivrei ha'aymer tuchumin diaraisa, o sheha'erev halacha l'moshe misinai, o chachomim savurin, kiven shedaitoi bekan, va'omar teheshe v'sasi b'mokom ployni, asa'o besai.
That's exactly.
Lomowski said it exactly that way.
Exactly.
Yes. Let me get an Arab in. Hold on.
So this is an important Ramban, right? Because the first thing he says, either it's a halacha Moshe Sinai, which was one possibility. I think the Rav mentioned last time how to interpret the idea that you have a Torah Shabbat path. Oh, the other possibility is that it is a svara, correct?
Right. Chachamim savurin. Kiva shadaita bakan v'yomateish v'yisosik v'makomplani aso v'yiso u'misham anikare al yetzi ish v'makaymai. Mamish, exactly what you said. Anyway, what do you want?
I think Shai said it a couple of weeks ago. But okay. And we agreed.
What daf is that, Ramban?
Yudzayin Amid Beis, right?
Yeah, I have the old-time Rambans, the old, really old ones, the one I got for my bar mitzvah. It's one column, and it's in the first column, in the old defusim of the Rambans.
Baruch Hashem, you finally used it.
Your Zainab is based in Erevin?
It's actually the first Ramban in Erevin. That's where the Ramban starts in Erevin.
That's where it starts, the first Ramban in Erevin.
First Ramban in Erevin.
Is it also very long in your version, Avrami?
Yeah, but it's all in the first column. It's in the bottom of the first column is where it is.
Very good.
Yashikayach.
Yeah.
So Avrami, I want to give you another Yashikayach. There's a Taisvis in Erevin, Lamed Hamad Aleph. Diver Hamaskil Nisgalgel. And I'm going to need your help to tell me what Taisvis's emphasis or point is. You have Lamed Hamad Aleph?
Got it.
Okay, so the Mishnah says Nisgalgel Eruvo O Nisraf O Nevad, correct?
Yeah.
The Eruv is displaced or it's destroyed. The halacha is that the Eruv is no good if this happens before Ben Hashmashas.
Good.
So Taisvis is emphasizing something. Read Taisvis Nisgalgel.
Nisgalgel Tchum. Afilu Tchumin de Rabbonon. Vafilu le Rebbe de Amar kol davar shuhumi shum shvus loy gazra lav bein hashmashos mikol makom lo havi erev afal gav the bein hashmashos matzi lemishkale v'isuye kivan de imkana shvisa b'makom shenizgal gal ha'erev haya oimed ato chutz letchum ve'en lo ela arba amos. Hilkach tiknu rabbanan shelo yihye erev ela kishahu b'soichat chum. Okay. One more time here.
So he's saying something a little different, isn't he?
He's saying something very creative there. He's saying there would be kind of shvisa, but the chachamim didn't do it because you're going to be stuck. You're going to be stuck at Dalet Amos. Isn't that what he's saying?
See, I'm not sure how to understand this Taisus. And I'm definitely don't understand how the Minchas Chinuch brings this Taisus. Because Taisus is saying, you know, you might say, Nisgalgal Ha'eruv, that it's been displaced, right? Ben Ashmashas. But according to Rebbe, any shvus you are allowed to violate ben hashmashes. So since to go ahead a few feet out of the Eruv and pick up the Eruv and put it back where it is, or since you can access the Eruv ben hashmashes, because there is no shvus on Isser Tchumen ben hashmashes, according to Rebbe, that still would not make the Eruv considered to be what? An accessible Eruv. Why not? Why not? What does Taisa say? Why don't you just say, you know what? It was displaced. It flew a few extra feet beyond 2,000 amas. I, in theory, could go there, better shmashos, and I could retrieve it. Because according to Rebbe, there is no idea of shvus ben hashmashos. Anything that's also mishum shvus, i.e. techumim derabanan, does not apply ben hashmashos. So it's something that I have access to, l'mishkale. Nevertheless, even though I have access to it, l'mishkale, it still is not considered to be an Erev. What's the lashon of Taisus? Why not, Avrami? It's not like Nevado Nisraf. It's there, and I practically even can retrieve it. Because kol shehu mishum shvus, eino noheg ben hashmashos.
Right. Here's the problem.
It seems like he says there's a different problem. He seems to enter another issue that's not our issue, correct?
Right.
He seems like the issue is that you cannot have an Eruv that even though you can access it, ben hashmashos, access is not the determining factor. The determining factor is not access. The determining factor is the position of the Eruv.
Right.
The Eruv cannot be beyond 2,000.
Right.
Not because you cannot retrieve it, but because Chachamim made a takana that says at the end of the day, if it's not 2,000 amos or less, it's not in a place that it's in no man's land. It's in the DMZ, and in the DMZ in no man's land, you cannot go ahead and declare Makom Shvisa. So this Taisvus is a different idea than the Minchas Chinuch, isn't it?
Right.
So what is the Minchas Chinuch bringing this Taisvus for? Let's see how he quotes the Taisvus. Vayein Taisvus Shom Divra Maschil Nisgalgel the after Yochol, right? Taisvus says after Yochol Lovay Shom, even though because like Rebbe, even if you have like Rebbe, Shkol Shehum Yishfus Eino Noig Ben Shmashos, and in theory I can access it Shom. Mikol makom takonas chazal ma'akvai, ma'akvasai. But this is not, is this relevant for our question? Is that Taisvus relevant for our question? How is the Minchas Chinuch utilizing this Taisvus for our question?
I would suggest the following. Okay, the question was, if you know midrabanan eruvin tchumin is alpayim ama, can you make can you be kind of shvisa midyuraisa, l'soif gimel parsos? That's the question.
Correct.
Okay, so now here we have a situation where. Let's say he put it beyond Alpaim Amma. Let's say he was kind of Shvisa beyond Alpaim Amma, which is much closer than Gimel Parsos, obviously. That becomes Batal. That's not considered to be a proper Erev. He cannot be, what Tosfos is saying is he cannot be kind of shvisa beyond alpayim amma. Because if he's kind of shvisa beyond alpayim amma, he can't even move dalet amas from, you know, when he comes back to the city. And therefore it's batel. That Erev is completely batel. So similarly, I think that he's extrapolating, and I think it's a direct extrapolation. When you put it l'sof gimel parso, since medrabanan, you can't go there. So it's batel. It's batel.
So you think he's bringing this Tosfos as a raya to be machria the question?
Yes, he's bringing a raya that you see that where you cannot go midrabanan become that Erev is becomes batel. It becomes batel.
So that's very interesting. If that's the case, then why does he then say in the next line, this is Tully in our Chakira? L'chora, it's not Tully in our Chakira, is it?
I don't see it. I don't understand what, Abraham, I don't understand what you say. Midrabonet is not a good area. He's not talking about the rice. Huh? Tosfos is not talking about the rice. He's talking about midrabonet.
Let me just read the line.
Not relating it to the rice at all.
Okay, Hilkach Tikna Rabbanan Shelo Yeh Erev Ela Kishehu B'Toch HaTchum.
That's right.
He's only dealing on the Rabbanan level, but
the rice is Rabbanan. The rice, you could go just three parsois.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Okay, interesting. So let me ask you this, Tzvi. Think about this for 1 second. If you're going to hold that midi raisa, he can be kind of shvisa beyond alpayim amma. Think about this question. Midi raisa, we're suggesting he can be kind of shvisa beyond alpayim amma up until gimel parsos. Now he put it out there 3,000 amas away. 3,000 amas. And midi raisa, he was kind of shvisa at 3,000 amas. Now midirabanan, now he goes back into the city. Now he goes back to the city, Tzvi. Is he allowed to walk in the other direction four amas? You know, be put with l'dal amas shalom. Think about that. He was kind of shvisa midiraisa 3,000 amas away.
But it's not valid midirabanan, so he can't go anywhere. He can't move.
No, but he can actually. But he can.
He can.
But no. But Tosfos is saying that he can. The Erev is batel, and he can now. Now he's kind of shvisa where he was. Now he's kind of shvisa where he was bein hashmashos, because that Erev was batel. Now he's allowed to go.
Not both the rice. It's both the midrabanan. The rice is good.
So then, why would he be allowed to walk 2,000 amos in the other direction?
Where is he? Where was he when he was going to Shvisa? Where was he? He was home.
He was back in the city.
He was home by Shabbos.
He was home, exactly. He was home.
He can't move an inch because Midrabanan is not allowed to move.
No. He's allowed. Now, we're going to say that the Erev is batel. We're going to say the Erev is batel and he's allowed to go Dalet Apayim Amma in the other direction.
Oh.
Or that Erev is batel. But in the Uraisa, he has a opinion Shvisa 3,000 amas away. This is an unbelievable paradox. Tzvi, think about it. Mid Uraisa, he has a Kenyan Shvisa 3,000 amas away. And now you're saying that since with the Rabbanan, the whole thing is batel, so now therefore he's allowed to walk. He has a Kenyan Shvisa mid Uraisa there. So now mid the Rabbanan, he shouldn't be allowed to go anywhere. But he is allowed to because it's batel Lagamri. And he's allowed to go up Payamama the other direction. Think about that.
No, he was kind of shvisa. You mean because Chazal told you it's not a good Erev.
Right.
They told you, but Erev outside of the thing is not a good
Erev. But if we're saying that Midyaraisa, it's a valid king of shvisa, Midyaraisa is a valid king of shvisa, then how can he go even 1 inch in the other direction? And yet he can, because Midrabanan is batel lagamri, and it has no standing and validity on any level. And his kinyan shvisa is his house now, because that era was batel ben hashmashos. I think it's pretty good, Tzvi. I think it's pretty good.
Very interesting. Good. Shkayach. Mm-hmm. See, the question is, can you infer anything else from Tysus? Could you say that Tysus is telling you that it's not dependent just on access? Or is Tysus saying you require access plus positioning? So for instance, what would Tysus' Shita be concerning Rabbi Reisman's question? There's an animal guarding it. You have a gang that's guarding it and won't let you access it. What would Tysus have an opinion about that?
No, it's the Beferish Mishnah. As long as Bein Hashmashos, it was okay, then he was kind of Shvisa. It doesn't matter what happens afterwards.
No, it's not so after. Forget that. At Bein Hashmashos, I can't get it because it's being guarded by a guard.
We're talking about Bein Hashmashos. Avrami.
Of course.
We're talking about Bein Hashmashos.
Forget the Bein Hashmashos thing. It's a Dover Parsha that everything is the term of Bein Hashmashos.
Right.
So let's say Bein Hashmashos, I cannot get to it because there's, let's say there was a firing line over there. And after Bein Hashmashos, a ceasefire went into effect. But during Bein Hashmashos, I couldn't go there because it was dangerous. What would Tysus say about it being an Erev? Or he would say it's not an Erev either.
You know, the Mishnah talks about cases where with permanent impairments. It's Nisgal Gulchutz L'tchum Bein Hashmashos, it's Nafal Alav Gal or Nisrof. But if you placed it there, and you can access it, and it's just a temporary thing that happens to be coming there, Bein Hashmashos, which is asui, the bottle to go away. So maybe that's not considered the bittle. Maybe it requires a permanent impairment. The fact that temporarily it can't be accessed doesn't necessarily mean, because it's going to be. I don't know. I think inconclusive.
Okay, but it seems like both according to Tysus and what we saw in the Pitei Mincha, that there is an approach here that has nothing to do with the famous Chakira of Einu Roi Rabbanan L'Doraisa. But it's a question of Eruvei Tchumim, do you need a practical access or not? Tysus goes in one way, that even if I have practical access, that's not enough. I need it to be in the right position. The question is the other way. If it's in the right position, but I don't have practical access, that Tysus does not opine on, correct? If it's in its proper position, but I don't have access to it, right?
Right. Because of an Issa D'Rabbanan. There's not seem to be opining on that. Right. I would agree with that. I don't see Tysus.
We don't know what the halacha is.
Well, right. Tysus is at least implying that if midrabanan Bein Hashmashos, you weren't able to get to it, then it's not a good error. But of course, that would be obvious.
So you're saying Tysus says, even if you could get to it, it still wouldn't be good, which is implying that for sure, if you can't get to it, it's not good.
Midrabanan, you can't get to it, it's no good. That's Tysus is actually saying it, but that's pretty obvious. Because again, we're talking about the Rabbanan, so we're not talking about the Raisa.
Okay, very good. Let's continue. V'im yatsa v'amud b'makam hashvisa d'hainu irev b'regel. So as we learned earlier, there are two ways to extend your tchum. One way to extend your tchum is with taking mazon shtei sudais and placing it at a strategic place, 2,000 amas, or gimel parsois, if you hold that's doraisa, beyond the city. Then there's another way to become a shvisa. At Bein Hashmashos, you are actually standing there. That now becomes your focal point, and that has re-engineered or reposition your makom shvisa. I was curious to know if there's a halachic or logical nafkamina between these two. So let's see if there's a difference. He's ma'arev beregel. Vadai for sure. Kan have a makom shvisa midoraisa. He says, for sure, this is your makom shvisa on a doraisa level. Meaning everyone would agree that going ahead and positioning yourself at a certain point makes that your makom shvisa by physically being there ben hashmashers. The gam le'inyan alpayim have kan makom shvisa, and the fact that it's beyond alpayim ama makes no difference, because even with the issur d'rabbanan of alpayim ama, wherever I am standing, that becomes my makom shvisa. So he seems to be saying there's a distinction between how you set up your Erev. If the Erev is set up with food, the Alpayim Amma is a preventative cause for the Erev being not good. But if you're standing there, Ben Hashmashos, then the Alpayim Amma becomes irrelevant. However, he says, however, he now says, if a person goes ahead and stands, let's say at Gimel Parsois, Gam Kain Hasafik Hanal. He says it's not so poshut. Even if a guy says, you know what, I want to make sure that I'm not over the Issur d'oraisa, so I'm going to go and not place food, Gimel Parsois. I'm going to stand there, Gimel Parsois, by Ben Hashmashos. You might think that since we're not dealing with food that you have to access, it's good. But the Minhag HaSinai says, maybe not. Maybe it's still totally on the suffix before. Kevan derichuk yoiser, since he has distanced himself, yoiser mel apayim amma, Log kana shvisa. Maybe it's not a question of I can't access the food, but it's a question of, since on a derabbanan level, like Tosfos Nisgalgal said, I don't recognize any eruv positioned beyond 2,000 amas. The rabbis do not recognize any statement of an eruv beyond 2,000 amas. So even if it's done beregel, it's not considered to be a tchum. It's not considered to be a tchum. Therefore, if a man went out of the city and he stood Gimel Parsois, and Ben Hashmashos comes, he then walks home, then the next day he leaves the city and goes beyond Gimel Parsois, he'd be Chayav Malkus. Because since the Rabbanon do not recognize anything positioned beyond 2,000 Amma, even Erev Baragla Gimel Parsois is meaningless. Oh, or perhaps Dilma, no. Kevan de Midoraisa Have Besoich, right? Hatchum of Gimel Parsois, Konosh Fisa. Ayein dinim elo berambam perek zayin me'erevin v'tovin. So here it's a little different, his suffix, correct? The suffix is not based on the fact that an issur d'rabbanan is not allowing me to access the eruv, but it's based more on this idea that a rabbanan came mid-rabbanan, and on the rabbanan level they told you what makom shvisa is.
I don't understand. And
like Tosfos said, if it's nisgalgel, even though Ben Hashmashos, I could retrieve it, it still will not work. Because the only recognized Eruv midrabanan is one that is positioned 2,000 amas. Therefore, even Oymed Baragla Gimel Parsois, I would still get Malkos Midoraisa, because the Rabbanon could come ahead and define Erev on their terms. And according to the Chakira, the Eino Roy de Rabbanon, since it's not a Tchum Midorabbanon, an Erev Midorabbanon, it's not a Tchum Doraisa and
but how does he walk home?
Malkos.
I don't understand. How does he walk home? He's standing outside the Erev, outside of 2000 Amos, when Shabbos arrives, right? Ben Hashmosis, when Shabbos arrives. So Shabbos comes now, and how does he walk back? His kind of Shvisa was his home. So he's more than 2,000 Amos away from his home. How does he walk back into the Erev?
Oh, so this is an interesting question, Tzvi. This could be the point also. I don't think I gave an example, which I don't think is the correct example. I made a mistake. I said he walks home and then walks again beyond Gimel Parsois. Right. I don't think you need that.
No,
he's standing Gimel Parsois outside the city. And he walks home. Period. Would he get Malkos?
Well, look where he would, because his Shvisa is his home. One of the two. Either way, he should be over. Because he's not allowed to walk home, he's not allowed to walk back. How's he? I don't know.
Midoraisa, he can walk home.
Where is his Shvisa?
So Midoraisa, what the Minchas Chinuch is saying is Midoraisa, on the Doraisa level, you say that if he's Gimel Parsois outside the city and is staying there Ben Hashmashos, he could walk home, correct? Because it's recognized as his Makom Shvisa Doraisa. And from his Makom Shvisa Doraisa, he has Gimel Parsois, which he exercises that heter by walking home. But Midrabanan, there is no recognition of Makom Shvisa beyond Alpayim Amah. So since the Rabbanon say we don't recognize the length of any Erev beyond Alpayim Amah, Rabbanon come along and dispute the idea of Erev here, and therefore he'd get Malkos.
What is this terminology, Hichzik B'derech? What does that mean?
He went out and he established himself there. Meaning he was Ma'arev Baraglai.
So what's that different than what the Mendelkhanek just said before? V'im yotze v'omad b'malkom ha'shvisa, t'haynu irer b'rego. What's the difference between the two cases?
I don't think so. I think he's just going, however, if he was Hichzik B'derech, meaning he went ahead and he utilized this methodology, I think that's all he means.
Now, before he said that if Erev Regel, Vadai Kan have Mokum Shviso. But he said,
however, it's not true, maybe.
No.
He's saying this conclusion I came to, however, may not be a correct conclusion.
Now you have the Minchas Chinuch Vishulei HaMincha, right?
You have footnote 64. Do you have it?
Yeah, yes. So
what does it say?
Footnote 64 seems to say Hichzik B'derech is a different idea. It says
it
defines it. Hichzik shelohi gia lemakom shvisasa. He didn't get there. Elokiven shirotzo leilech l'sham have kehegia l'sham. There seems to be some din that your intent, Bein Hashmosha, is to be in a certain place, and maybe as long as you started out there, it's considered that you akonu shvisa beregel there, even though you physically didn't get there, you just wanted to get there. So now he has the, and he continues in a footnote, ubozeh yesh l'stapik, she'efshed l'choshiv k'shovas shom v'lemahani aflo d'oraisa. But so if there's this concept of hichzik l'derech, that if I want to get to some place, I'm kona shvisa there. So now he wants to get to a place which is 2,500 amos outside the city. So midoraisa, there's this concept of hichzik l'derech. It's like he got there. But Midrabanon, he wasn't able to go there. It's past Alpayim Amos, so it's the same stuff.
Let me clarify a little bit.
I never heard of this concept that if you just want to get there, it's considered like...
Let me just
like
clarify this, something. Because it's the sugi in the Gemara. If a person's walking in the street, and and Shabbos is arriving and he doesn't know what to do about it, he could designate a place, but he has to define specifically. He could
say such and such a
tree, such and such a tree.
Good. So that's the case here.
At the entrance of the city, I want that to be my shvisa.
So he's on the way.
So long as within he defines it within a certain space.
Good. So here comes his shvisa. So this is the case. He's on his way. Shabbos is coming. He defines this certain tree, but this certain tree is 2,500 amos away. So midoraisa, that's a good place for makum shvisa. But midrabanon, he can't get there. So you have now the same suffix. Does the fact that midrabanon, he can't get there, prevent that from being a shvisa deraisa? It's the same suffix, but it's different than the case before where he says vade that it is good if he actually or a beregel, he actually gets there. But here's a midrabanon, because your case tzvi that he wants to get there, is he allowed to define that place? But the definition of this place is outside the Rabbanon Dikka area, but it's still within the Deraisa Dikka area.
Very good. Now let me ask you, why shouldn't Orev Baraglai also be subject to this issue?
Because if you're Ben Ashmoshes, you can be 10 miles outside the city. It's wherever you are, Ben Ashmoshes. If you're actually Irev Baraglai there, what's the problem?
Okay, so Hechzik B'derech is a little different.
Yeah, it's using this din that you're considered to be Kaneshvisa, even if you're not there. So you haven't put food there, but you haven't gotten there physically either. You're allowed to do a mind meld. Your mind is there. Like the Baal Shem Tov says, you are wherever your mind is.
What was the terminology you used?
And it's what, the Menchus Chinuch?
No, you used mind meld?
Meld.
Yeah.
That's not the Baal Shem Tov, that's Star Trek.
That's right.
Let's continue with the next paragraph. Ach naf gemina. So now he's got another case, the Minchas Chinuch. Listen to this case. V'meniach ha'eruv l'soif ha'alpayim. He made an eruv 2,000 amas outside of the city, which is a recognizable, valid eruv midarabanim. Sheyocho leilech mimakayim eruvai oid alpayim, which allows him to go an additional 2,000 extension from the makama eruv. Bavadai have kan shvisasai. He says this is his makom shvisa, period. And this would work on a deraisa level also. What does that mean? It means this is definitely his makom shvisa. Gam kein le'inyan shalosh parsois. Meaning if he, before Shabbos, he put an eruv 2,000 amos outside the city. If he walked a little more than Gimel Parsois, he would not get Malkus, because the Gimel Parsois is no longer measured from the city. It's now measured from the Eruv.
That seems poshut, no?
The Inyan Gimel Parsois, he's going to say that also. The Eino Chayev al Sholosh Parsois min ha'ir, rak min ha'eruv. V'chein l'tzad shekenegdo. Eino yochol leilech rak sholosh parsois. Whatever you gain on one side, you lose on the other. Mimakom ha'eruv, not from the city, but from the place where the eruv is. Vim halach yoyser loike. However, if you go more than three parsois from the eruv, not from the city, then you'd be subject to the iser doraisa, and that would be it. Loike. Ki hakol chashvinan min ha'eruv. Ki ha'eruv have min ha'toira. Because since even on the deraisa level, you recognize the concept of eruvim. Kein nira l'fiyah needs to borer betzus Hashem yisborach. So as Shai said, that the davar pashut, no, correct?
Yeah, it seems, yeah.
So is there, I was thinking, could you argue on this? Is he really being mechadish anything, or he is saying something that is obvious?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.